283 total yards from Mount Lebanon in the first half. Both teams with three turnovers. Chris Mertz leading Tornado with 32 yards in the first half. But the big difference, pick sixes. Butler with just 29 yards total rushing, 25 yards overall as you subtract off of the INTs, thanks to our friend the Mask Eliminator for the stats. Not only going with the half mask this year. So Butler gets football as we begin the third quarter, and Noah Sespico picks it up at the 5-yard line. And he'll take it out to the 20-yard line. And I take that back. That was Kyler Callahan, I believe.
No. That was Manchester.
Byron Manchester.
Yeah, what they had done, he was more of an up back. And at the last second, they switched number 81 and Manchester. I don't know what was going on, but maybe they wanted to get him back there because he is kind of a speedy track kid.
And the Tornado will start this possession at their own 23-yard line. At their own 23. Moving left to right. First down. And they'll empty the backfield on first down. Matt Rarick put a man in motion. That is Manchester, who'll get the football on the sweep. And he has good positive yards across the 25 to the 26-yard line, a gain of three.
So I think what we've alluded to there in the latter parts of the second quarter, that I think we're going to see some new bodies coming in here. I think they're going to try to keep a couple guys more to the defensive side of the ball, get some new bodies in on the offensive side, just to keep guys fresh and, again, get more looks on some of these younger players.
Second down and seven. Merrick wants to throw. Pulls it down and runs it himself. And a good decision that time by Matt Rarick. Gets out to the 30-yard line, a gain of four. Okay, we're going to try a little comeback or screen to Dylan Fidasco out here on the near flat, but he pulled it down under pressure and gained four. Third down, it's four.
It's a manageable down.
Daniel Hunter, one wide out on the far side. Noah Sespico, the pitch goes to Manchester. He has a first down and more. Byron Manchester out over the 35 to the 40-yard line.
Nice job. It was a high pitch. Manchester did a great job keeping his eyes on the ball, just brought it right in. Then he used that burst of speed that he has. Yeah, he is definitely kind of that true tailback type of kid that has that lanky frame, but got a lot of power to him. And he's not afraid to open it up there, and he got the first down.
And he'll hustle off the field. And Butler will go into the I formation on first down. Well, botched snap, but Rarick does a nice job of just picking it up and going forward. And Matt Rarick gains three, almost four. The 43, 44-yard line.
And that was a great job. Muck went into a panic there. You know, he could have easily gone very bad. But he did a nice job just getting down, getting that ball. You know, and kudos to Trevor Moore here tonight. You know, Trevor has done a great job. He's got a big nose guard. This nose guard is 6'5", 255 pounds. Big, you know, just a big frame kid. And Trevor's done a great job stalemating him and getting him pushed back.
Second down and six. And right up the middle will go Matt Rarick. And he'll get positive yards, but he's hit hard. He'll nose out over the 45 to the 46, a gain of two.
Sam Robson.
And that'll make it third down. J.B. Nelson, the defensive tackle for Mount Lebanon. Getting up limping a little bit. But looking to move the chains again here, third down and four, right near midfield. Matt Rarick in the shotgun on third down. Byron Manchester will get the call. And he'll have a first down right near midfield as he spun forward, spun to the turf, and Butler will move the chains.
You know, sometimes when you get a young player in there like that, he is very disciplined. because he knows, okay, this is the play, this is where it's supposed to go, and he doesn't try to improvise. And I think that's where one of his strengths is. I mean, aside the fact that he is very quick, I think that he's very disciplined, and so he's actually getting to the hole that's being made for him. Nice, two first downs here.
Yeah.
It's a good drive. Good opening drive.
Good start here for Butler here in the third. First and 10. And they'll keep it. Matt Rarick, though, will be submarined and diving in there. Michael Palmer. He's one of those do-it-all players from Mount Lebanon, and he drops Rarick for a loss of a yard.
Oh, yeah. He read that pretty early, and like you said, he just came in and kind of dove in there and just broke it up. Enslin looks like he's need a little stretch out here. He's cramping up a little bit.
So Butler will be forced to take a timeout. Well, that'll be an injury timeout, excuse me. As they tend to Sam Enslin?
Yes. And I got to tell you what, it's just so nice whenever we get people reaching out to us, telling us that they're listening to our broadcast, using the app, the WBUT app.
Right.
Very nice. I had a couple listeners that are paying attention up in Meadville. So it's nice to see them touching base with us and telling them they're listening to the game. And, you know, obviously wishing the tornado was a little different on the scoreboard, but it's just nice to know that they're following us no matter where they are.
It is a beautiful thing. And that's we thank them for reaching out to you, Craig. I appreciate that. And the big guy, Sam Enslin, will walk off under his own power. Getting some of that H2O in him.
Oh, yeah, he's pulling that water in pretty good.
He'll probably just be out of play or two. Yep. Take WBET with you anywhere. WBET.com, the app. Second down and 11. 37-7, Mount Lebanon with the lead, but Butler here on the first possession of the second half. Rarick with a hard count. Oh, hand a football off to Callahan. And he was met in the backfield and dropped immediately by Michael Palmer.
I don't know if there was
the 45.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a mess up on the blocking scheme or there was something different, but the left guard got pushed right back into the backfield, and Callahan had nowhere to go because essentially our guy and their guy pushed our guy back. So.
Makes it third down and long now, about 15 yards for Butler. And they'll empty the backfield. They'll put four in the pattern. And this one will not get off as we have a false start on the tornado.
False start.
Back to the 40-yard line they'll go.
What a promising drive to start out with here, and it's just, it's kind of gone backwards for us.
Hunter and Mitchell Wong check in. Mitchell Wong is senior. Third down and 20 now for Butler. Rarick will look to throw. Steps up in the pocket. I don't know if his arm was hit, intended for Hunter on the little bit of a slant, and it will be incomplete. So the drive stalls right there.
It almost kind of, almost like a short arm. You know, it didn't look like he got a good follow through with it. Hunter was in a really good position there. Had a nice pattern going, and unfortunately the ball just skipped right in front of him.
Palmer will await Emery Douthat's kick. Sorry, Craig.
No, I was just going to say, he would have been well short of the first down anyhow. So,
line drive kick from Douthat. Palmer will let it hit. Takes a big Butler bounce. And he'll, tornado will down it at the 15-yard line.
That's a good punt.
Surprised that Palmer stuck around that football the way he did. Craig, that's dangerous.
It is. I mean, obviously, it almost cost him there in the first half. Yeah, you just want to get away from that.
Looks like Seth Morgan will start the third quarter for Mount Lebanon. They have a 37-7 lead on the tornado. First down and 10. The Blue Devils have it at their own 15. Play action. Slant. Pass is incomplete. Knocked down by Cade Gratzmiller on a good defensive play.
Did a nice job getting the hand up there like that. You know, you like to see that. Earlier on in the season, he seemed a little rusty out there, but he's really coming to his own this game.
Pass intended for Charlie Gordon. Second down and 10. On the sweep with the football, Lucas DeCaro. And Butler's defense with a nice play there. Zach Slomers tripping him up. Nope, that's J.R. Harrod. Pardon me, I get 19 and 49. I need my ones and fours messed up there. Gain of 2. Third down and 8. Morgan, dump off screen to Drew Vaughn. And Vaughn is free. Middle of the field. He's at the 40. Midfield burst of speed there. Gets him into Butler territory. And he'll be spun around and thrown to the turf. But not before Drew Vaughn all the way down to the Butler 18-yard line.
It's a tough one to give up there. You know, obviously, Mount Lebanon saw Butler being pretty aggressive defensively. So they're doing something there now to try to freeze him a little bit. And did that screen, and, you know, to Gratz Miller's credit, did a nice job. Didn't give up on the play.
Certainly did not. Morgan, again, a little screen out of the backfield. DeCaro, he'll be pushed out of bounds near the 10-yard line. Coming up to meet him with Zach Slomers. Gain of 8.
Brought down by number 19, Zach Slomers.
Second down and 2. Morgan will hand a football off to Vaughn. He'll bounce it to the outside. Takes on a tackler at the 1 and will dive into the end zone for a Mount Lebanon touchdown. Drew Vaughn with a 10-yard touchdown run.
He just did a great job following his blockers. You know, they were starting to get stalemate a little bit there. Then he just ducked and sort of bubbled out to the outside and got the open lane.
Yeah, the place kicker from Mount Lebanon is Casey Sorsdahl on for the point after. And that extra point is good. So Mount Lebanon extends their lead. It's now Mount Lebanon 44 and Butler 7. We'll take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Hey, Ken Frenchak here from the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Seems like summer has rushed through, and now it's time to enjoy football on the weekends. So remember, it's time to make sure that your car is clean and ready for the highway. So stop in and choose which wash you want. And remember, our night owl specials start at 10 p.m. That's when you can save $2 off our ultimate wash. We're locally owned and nationally known. We're the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash from Grove City.
Casey Sorsdahl with the run-up in the boot. Taken at the 16-yard line by Byron Manchester. Manchester breaks free out to the 42-yard line. Greg, you're right. This is my first opportunity to see him play, and he's exciting.
Oh, yeah. You just got to give this kid a chance. I mean, he really has some explosiveness. And, I mean, obviously, wearing that number 7, you know, who that reminds us of. And, you know, he's got those moves, and he's only a sophomore. Said you just want to kind of keep him in there, get him more reps.
First and 10, Tornado, great field position. They begin this possession at their own 45-yard line. Low snap, Manchester gets the call. Over left tackle he goes, out the midfield. Good push that time by that Butler offensive line, Craig, and he just followed his block going straight forward.
That's it. That's all you got to do. That's simple, basic football. but it's effective. Just grind it out here. You just got to keep putting the lean on them. And now you see Mount Lebanon is subbing in a couple guys on their defensive front. Yeah, their defensive secondary has remained with their starters.
Second down and six. Keeper, Rarick. And he's hit hard, but took two players to take him to the turf.
Number 11, Matt Rarick.
Good hard run by Matt Rarick. Got to the into Mount Lebanon territory to the 47-yard line.
And it was good to see because he got good blocks not only from his front, his offensive line, but he also had his backs coming out, putting some good blocks out there, giving him that extra room to run.
Third down and two. And the give is to Manchester. First down and more, 35-30. He could go. That burst of speed. Byron Manchester's
Boom.
In for a Butler touchdown.
Boom. And that's what you need. That's the kid you need out there. You know, that kid runs, he plays hard, and I've seen it. Every week we've watched him play, he's gotten better and better. You got to have that kid on the field. Man.
47-yard touchdown run by Byron Manchester.
Not a big surprise, though. You know, like I said, it was nice to see him run behind the first team offensive line. That gives you a good idea what he can do.
And Emery Douthat on for the point after try.
And ladies and gentlemen, that touchdown was sponsored by attorneys Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham.
Douthat, good hold, good snap, and good kick. 3:25 remaining in the third. It's now Mount Lebanon 44 and Butler 14. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need, from spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food, they carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the farm showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
Whether you're a competitive athlete or a weekend warrior, any injury that keeps you on the sidelines should be treated by a sports medicine expert. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers offers sports medicine specialists right here in Butler to get you back to enjoying the activities you love. Doctors Rob Waltrip, Josh Zabo, and John Richmond have trained with some of the biggest names in orthopedic sports medicine and use their expertise to treat you. Tri-Rivers accepts most major insurance plans, including both Highmark and UPMC. Learn more at TriRiversMSK.com. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
37-yard touchdown run by Byron Manchester. Makes it 44-14. Mount Lebanon with the kickoff. And running with the football is Michael Palmer. And Palmer to the 40 and is hit hard at the 43-yard line. And Mount Lebanon with great field position as their offense will head back out. I'll put it down at the 43-yard line. First down and 10.
New quarterback here.
It is Joey Daniels, who's a freshman in that quarterback on first down. And there's a face mask, pretty obvious, is the handoff to Everett Lefevre. And he had his helmet taken off.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to hide that one.
Yeah. Not something you see all the time. That is a personal foul, 15-yarder. So that'll put the football into Butler territory to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, it was kind of a busted play, and it would have been nice to have him back there, but like you say, you can't rip a guy's helmet off and get away with that.
And Daniels hands the football off. Running up the middle is Everett Lefevre. And Lefevre into the Butler 40-yard line, tackled at the 39. Gain of 8 on the play.
On the carry, number 19,
Zach Slomers. Zach Slomers credited with the stop. Second down and 1. Again, a keeper this time by Daniels, and he has a first down. And a couple of things we've seen Daniels now and Seth Morgan, Craig, is they really go through that ball fake very, very well.
Exactly. You know, definitely to the time where your defense has to be disciplined here.
That moves the chains, first and 10 from the 33. Daniels with a toss to Lefevre. Butler saw it all the way. Big loss, and getting up pumped up is Mr. Skidmore.
Look at him coming from that backside. Doesn't even look like he's wearing socks, and he's out there just having fun.
You're right. It does look like he's not wearing socks.
Got a pair of Skechers on out there. Just having fun.
Second down and 14. Daniels play action, under pressure. It gets the football off. Around his neck was Kyler Callahan. And he rode him right down to the turf. Third down.
That was a great job getting off the end real quick like that. That's a nice thing that when you have a back that can play the offensive side, then you can have now Callahan playing the defensive side of the ball where, you know, he definitely is a stronger athlete defensively. And that's where, you know, hopefully the coaches will keep him so that he can be fresh out there.
Third down and 14. Daniels to throw. Looking backside screen. It's tipped and intercepted.
Who was that?
Harold, J.R. Harold with the hit.
And that Trevor Moore.
Trevor Moore coming up with the pick.
He stretched out his frame to get that ball. Good job. Nice job for him.
And I believe J.R. Harold provided the pressure on the quarterback.
And the Golden Tornado went out the ball. First down and 10 at the run.
That is the fourth interception for Mount Lebanon tonight. Three. That's their third. We've seen a ton of INTs. Butler takes over, though, at their own 42. Manchester with the delayed handoff. Looking to the outside. And a good gainer to the 46-yard line, a gain of 4. He's starting to stack up some yards.
That's it. You like to see a guy running hard and guys blocking hard. And that feeds an offensive lineman, you know. Better than a piece of pizza or a burger, you know. Whenever you've got a back there that's running and churning up yards, you just want to block harder for him. You want to make sure he's getting those yards.
And that is the end of the third quarter. Mount Lebanon 44, Butler 14. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Back at Butler. Byron Manchester on the call on the first play of the fourth quarter. And the Stop for no gain. Third down now at 5.
Got Tyler Howell. Tyler Howell checking in here. In his first action of the night.
And Manchester will meet big-time resistance as he tried the middle that time. And no gain.
Edward Cubitt, no gain on the play.
And the punting unit will head out for Butler.
Yeah, definitely trying to stack things up on the inside there. Looked like they were trying to get a little inside trap going there that just really couldn't get the traction going, and they were able to stuff him in the backfield.
Emery Douthat back to kick. Maurice Plummer stands at his 18-yard line awaiting the boot. Line drive kick returnable from the 20. Spun around is, actually that's DeCaro, Lucas DeCaro. And good downfield coverage by the Tornado kick team.
That's nice to see, you know. You got Klein being sure-handed down there with his tackles.
First down and 10 for the Blue.
Not letting him get away.
Now put it down at the 21-yard line. Lots of new faces in that lineup on both sides. Joey Daniels in for his third series. Seth Morgan's night over for Mount Lebanon. Quarterback keeper by Daniels. Oh, he's drilled. The ball comes free, but the official will roll him down at the 30-yard line.
Oh. Boy, when you see that ball out there, what was great to see. Again, we talked about young, inexperienced players, but you saw great instinct. You saw guys going right after the ball that was bouncing around on the turf.
Second down and one, a gain of 9 on that play. Daniels, the freshman, turns and hands the football off to Maurice Plummer. And he has a first down and more out to the 40-yard line. Gain of 10. Andrew Klein, again, his name called for the stop.
Well, that's it. He's playing a good game here tonight.
First down and 10 at the 40.
Under consideration for one of the players of the game, WX primetime player of the game. First and 10. Bouncing it is Maurice Plummer, cuts it back to the middle, and that's where he'll be gang tackled by the Tornado right at midfield. It probably has enough, well, I'll say, just shy of the midfield stripe. It'll be marked down at the 49-yard line.
And you're seeing some new bodies
with the tackle.
Yeah, being cycled in here now and so forth for the Tornado, as well as Mount Lebanon. They're getting a few new bodies in.
Second down and one. Daniels wants to throw. Looks to the short side of the field. Flush from the pocket. Now will scramble and will be hit really hard. And he may have got back to the line of scrimmage. He will slowly get up off the turf.
Uh-oh. Looks like we've got an injured player here. Andrew Babe. Like he was in hot pursuit there. And when the quarterback made a cut, he cut too, and his knee may have given out underneath him.
So the trainers will tend to that young man. Next week, back on the road we go. As we will travel to Pine Richland next week. Take on the Rams. Next time Butler will be back at home will be against the Raiders of Seneca Valley. That'll be on September 21st. Back-to-back home weeks on the 28th. They'll host Norwin, and then we'll visit North Allegheny on October 5th. So next week we head down to Ram territory. They had a big lead on Moon earlier in the night. As Mr. Kabe is being helped off the field. Actually, is that 51 or 61? Andrew.
I think 51.
50, Andrew Babe. favoring that left leg.
You hope it's just a sprain, nothing more than that.
Resume play. Third down and two for Mount Lebanon. They have it at their own 48-yard line, up 44-14, 8:19 to go here in the fourth. As Joey Daniels taking his time and letting the play clock run down. Now we'll get the play and call it out to his teammates. Turn and just hand it off. And nowhere to go is Maurice Plummer. Butler in the backfield disrupting things. And they'll lose a yard.
But it looks like they're keeping their offensive unit out there. Not even bringing the punt team on.
Yeah, they're going to run the clock. Fourth down and two. Daniels again hands it off to Maurice Plummer. Goes to his right, cuts it back to the left. The flag is thrown. He's going down the far sideline, but this one will likely come back as you see the yellow hanky at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, it definitely looked like there was some serious grabbing going on the inside there.
But flag on the play.
The official preliminary call is holding on
the Blue Devil.
Mount Lebanon.
Maybe this will bring the old punt team out. They're going to be backed up there. It's going to be a long fourth down.
Yeah, make it fourth down and longer than about 7 yards. Yep, they put it down at the 44, fourth and seven. They're huddled up over on the far sideline are the Blue Devils. We'll head out onto the field. Let's see. Yep, you're right, Craig. We'll send back Charlie Gordon to kick it away.
Back deep to receive Stephen Green.
Stephen Green awaits the kick for Butler, but they'll kick it away from it. It'll take a Mount Lebanon roll.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to be a great punt by Mount Lebo all the way down to the 2-yard line.
Ouch.
And the punt will be down.
Yeah, that's tough positioning right there.
So, Butler, let's see what they can do from the shadow of their own goal line here from the 2-yard line. 6:25 to go here in the game. 44-14 to score. Touchdowns tonight by Byron Manchester here in the second half. And it was Andrew Klein with a pick six for the Tornado in the first half. And Matt Rarick will go in under center on first down. And a keeper. Oh, go to right guard. Man, he bursts out of there. And a first down and more. What a great run. A good block by Butler.
And that shows
out to the 15.
A ton of character right there. That's what you want to see because that's tough when you are backed against the wall. Nowhere to go. And the offensive line knows they just got to give a surge. And, boy, they did that time. That was a great job. Super run.
One of the Mount Lebanon players carrying one of his teammates off the field.
Like an officer and a gentleman over there. What the heck?
Wow.
Yeah, scene from Officer and a Gentleman. When he goes to the factory.
Yeah, I know.
That's
exactly
what it looked like.
What you're talking about. Second, first and 10 from the 15. Oh, and Mount Lebanon jumps.
That's good. They're a little rattled here.
5-yard penalty out to the 20. So much better field position starting at the 2-yard line. Now they're at the 20. First down at 5. High formation for the Tornado. Eric hands it off to the fullback, Chris Mertz. Up the middle he goes. He has a first down, tripped up, and he falls forward to the 30-yard line. One of the Butler linemen on the turf looks like he's cramping up.
Yeah, Enslin's cramping up again. He's having a tough night here.
And he has to come off, and he's not happy about it.
I'll tell you, something that benefits you, when you've had a back that has gotten some good yardage, now that kind of forces the defense to focus on him. And so what happened? That little inside trap opened up again for Mertz. You know, we had our quarterback being able to run because, again, they're focusing on one particular player, forgetting about, hey, we have other guys that can run the ball here.
Yeah, Chris Mertz has run pretty well here tonight, actually. First down and 10 from the 30 for Butler. Eric hands the football off, and that's Byron Manchester. Right up the middle he goes, and he's spun down at the 33-yard line, a gain of 3.
We'll take the positive yards. All I need is 3, 3.5, 4 yards carry each time. That's all you need. You're going to keep moving those sticks. It's fun to watch a 49-yard touchdown run, too, but you know what? You just got to grind it out at times.
That's right. Second down and 7, clock moving. Under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. Second and 7, I formation. And again, that try the middle of that line, and it's Mertz again. Stopped after a short gain of 1 to the 34. Makes it third down. Third down. Kate Gratzmiller and Byron Manchester hustling in from the sideline. As Kyler Callahan will head off. Merrick in the shotgun. He'll hand it off to Manchester. Over the right tackle he goes. Byron, I believe, will have enough for the first down if you go by the far side, Judge.
Yeah, he's poking.
He's right at the 30-yard line.
He said, move the sticks.
Or 40-yard line. That is a first down.
He said, moving the sticks. That's great.
Well, Craig, if you look at this game, I mean, there's just 100% more positives out of this, you know, than we've seen in the first, you know, couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Butler played right with Mount Lebanon most of that first quarter, and you're seeing some good sparks from other players here in the second half.
And we're starting to get our stride.
First and 10. Rarick handed off to Byron Manchester. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we did not have a winner for the first raffle ticket. We drew another one. The winning number is 712-146. 712-146. Once again, 712-146.
But that's what you need. You need to be able to sustain a drive. You know, three and outs, you can't put anything together. You know, what we've done tonight offensively, even though we haven't put a whole lot of points on the board, we've sustained more drives. We've gotten first downs. We've moved the ball.
And we played, obviously, much better defensively, especially in the early going. Second and 10. Manchester trying to get to the edge. He cannot get it. He cuts it back, though. Stays on his feet to the 45, and he'll be knocked out of bounds just across the 45. Craig, there's no quit there.
He didn't quit, exactly. You know, he got hit multiple times, did a nice job. You know, he's going to be feeling that in the morning, though. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he could have been stopped for maybe a yard loss. Ends up picking up an extra 2-3 yards.
Third down and 5, unofficially now. Actually official. Byron Manchester, 14 carries, 87 yards. The Mask Eliminator with the call. Thank you. Third down and 5. Quarterback keeper by Rarick. He has a first down and more down the near sideline. Matt Rarick could go. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Tornado.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
And that's, you know what, that has to feel good for Matt Rarick. He's had a tough night here tonight. And to burst one out and then put it in the end zone on a 46-yard touchdown run.
That was big. You know, and that's great for the leadership he's been putting up here. You know, it's not tough being a quarterback on a team that's inexperienced like this. And he's been taking some lumps. But you know what? It's nice to see a kid rewarded like that.
He has definitely stuck with it here tonight. And playing the entire game certainly has to help him.
Yes. Yeah, it's got to be getting that experience out there. It's what you got to get.
And Emery Douthit with the extra point. It's now 44-21 in favor of Mount Lebo. The waning moments of the contest, 51 seconds left. And we will keep it here. That was a nice drive that started, if you remember, at the Butler 2-yard line.
Exactly.
They were helped out with a penalty, but that capped off 9 plays and 98 yards.
Very nice. That's big.
So, Craig, let's talk about a WRX Taproom and Grill prime player of the game. We have a couple of candidates in my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Byron Manchester's had a good second half here. He's gained 84 yards, as we just heard. Andrew Klein, we've called his name a couple of times here tonight.
Right.
Obviously with the pick six for a touchdown, he's played very well defensively. Right now he's got to be my leading candidate, I would think. But Craig, who do you think? We can debate this.
It's really tough. You know, it is really tough. But, you know, I mentioned the name earlier of Trevor Moore because he did a great job against, you know, a D1 kid. You know, this kid is a big-time prospect they had on the nose, and he neutralized him all night. You know, that kind of stuff sets up your running game.
And on the kickoff, Brody Campbell returns it for Mount Lebanon. And he'll take it out across the 25 to the 26-yard line, and Mount Lebanon will likely just go out and take a knee.
But I know, generally, we got to give it to somebody who runs the ball.
We don't have to. We don't have to. If you feel as though a kid had a good game on the line, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I would give it to Trevor Moore tonight.
All right. That's who it's going to be then. We're gonna give it to Trevor Moore on the offensive line. You're right. He went up against the defensive one guy all night long and played very well. So Trevor Moore, a WRX primetime player of the game. WRX Tapper McGraw on the Meridian Road. Prime rib, baby. Stop by and have some prime rib tomorrow night. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate Rick and Talbot and those guys out there at WRX Tap Room and Grill. And that Mount Lebanon does take a knee, and that's it. The final score. Mount Lebanon 44 and Butler 21. We'll take a timeout. Back with a wrap right here on WBUT. And WBET.com.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Back at Butler High School, final here tonight. Mount Lebanon 44, Butler 21. The Tornado taking a 7-0 lead on a Zach's Andrew Klein interception and a run back for a touchdown. But it was all Mount Lebanon from about the latter stages of the first quarter right through halftime as they intercepted our quarterback, Matt Rarick, a couple of times for touchdowns. But a lot of positives to take out of the night. Andrew Klein with that pick six. Trevor Moore, as we mentioned, he had an interception tonight but played very well on the line. Byron Manchester with 84 yards rushing on the evening. And Matt Rarick with a 45-yard touchdown run and really gunning one out here tonight, Craig, as you said. Matt had a tough go of it, but good to see him stick with it and come up with a touchdown run later in the game.
Oh, you know what? It was a gutsy performance all around, and he showed great leadership, and that's the type of stuff that's going to bring these guys even closer together. They're going to rally around them. So, yeah, honestly, you take the 14 points off the board that they got from the pick sixes, and it's a 30-21 game. It's a pretty tight game. So, like I said, it can be kind of be deceiving, but we're seeing progress. Week to week, we're making progress.
Yep, you have a young team out there. That's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be most of the year, is they're going to get more cohesive as this year rolls on. And I really liked a lot of things that I saw here tonight on both sides of the ball. I actually saw some great offensive work, but the defense really showed up to play against Mount Lebanon.
Yeah,
the first couple of series here tonight, I think Mount Lebanon didn't know what hit them. They had a little wake-up call, and I'm sure the coaches got in their earpieces and really got on their players. Hey, you better get with it, or you're going to fall behind here even further.
Well, and again, that kind of went into that panic mode just because of the fact that they had done the onside kick there. They were sort of unprepared of what was going to happen. So it was really great to see, though, that they hung in there. Butler did the best they could. They were focused. You know, they, as I said, they got that early punch right in the face of Mount Lebanon there. And like I said, it just didn't go their way on the scoreboard, but the improvement that was made tonight is definitely something that should be noted.
So the Tornado will fall to 0-3 overall, 0-1 in the conference, the Quad County Conference. Mount Lebanon improves to 2-0 in the conference and 2-1 overall. Other scores here tonight, finals in. Pine Richland defeated Moon in a non-conference game 42-14. Norwin edges out Hempfield 28-20 in a Quad County Conference game. And in the fourth quarter, Seneca Valley blanking Cannon McMillan 31-0. And North Allegheny leading Central Catholic in the fourth by a score of 17-3. Thanks to Eddie Montgomery for updating me on those scores. Here our final was 44-21 in favor of the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils. Craig, thank you very much. Next week, we travel to Pine Richland. Man, this is a tough conference.
Oh,
we say that every year. It doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't. But that's what makes you better.
Yep, and they'll come to play, I'm sure, tomorrow or next Friday night. We'll have the game for you here on 1050 AM and WBET.com. 7:15 pregame, and it is a 7:30 start at Pine Richland. For Craig Lucas, I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Stay tuned. Trib Live Scoreboard Show coming up next. I'll recap all of the contests in the WPIAL as we are in week number two. Thanks to our engineer back at the station, my son Anthony Willison. I'm Ron Willison saying so long. Join us next week from Pine Richland High School. Everyone have a great weekend.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Butler Health System supports local sports programs and now offers a Saturday walk-in sports injury clinic. You can visit for non-emergency same-day orthopedic injuries such as fractures, sprains, and strains. Each Saturday now through November 10th, you can stop in at BHS Orthopedic Associates between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. No appointment necessary. Stop in at the office, 480 East Jefferson Street in Butler, or call 724-968-5300. 724-968-5300.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Quartz Lane, just behind the Butler Farm Show grounds. The official supplier of coffee for the Butler Radio Network stations is more than bottled water. They can install water purification systems. They can service your RainSoft water softener or install a new RainSoft unit. They can supply your home, your office, or place of business with water units. They're a one-stop shop. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, with excellent customer service and an array of coffee to choose from for your Keurig coffee makers. They can even supply you with the Keurig or the new Sun Canna units. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. Call them today.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Tonight's action of Butler High School Golden Tornado Football, presented live on WBUT 1050 AM and online at WBUT.com, in part by Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, by Honda North, Butler Agway, Next Tier Bank, Valvoline Express Care of Grove City, your local McDonald's restaurants, the law firm of Conlon Tarker, Butler Ambulance Service, the United States Air Force, Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, Slippery Rock University, and the law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. Listen again next week as we bring you live coverage of Butler Golden Tornado Football with Ron Willison and Dr. Craig Lucas. Now, stay tuned here on WBUT. Upcoming, it's the WPIAL Scoreboard Show, presented by the Trib Live High School Sports Network. This has been a live sports presentation of WBUT Sports.